not easy doing what I do. Easier being a DJ, and I've decided to become a DJ.
Uh-huh. I'm assuming what you think you're doing is pretty pure.
Well, I wouldn't say pure, because I think I embrace all of the darkness and kind of garbage of life, if it were. But I certainly wouldn't call myself a DJ, you know. I'm a sonic bard. I'm a doorway, a philosopher king, a fog wanderer, a monkey wrench, a warrior poet, a pocket savior, a gutter snipe, a paladin of the lost hour, a night dancer on the ruined balustrade of the forgotten citadel of impossible secrets.
Mm-hmm.
I have like 50 more. That's like the intro to the show.
Okay.
Hey, this is Julie DeBrown. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts on CITR 101.9 FM.
Dear Mammon, sir, no, to whom it may concern, no, oh, I know, dear Mr. and Mrs. Troublemaker, I want to marry your son. Mr. and Mrs. Troublemaker. Dear Mr. and Mrs. Dear Mr. and Mrs. Dear, Mr. and Mrs. Troublemaker. Dear, Mr. and Mrs. Dear, Mr. and Mrs. Dear, Mr. and Mrs. Troublemaker.
All right. That was the All-Girl Summer Fun Band from an album released, 10 years ago. It's surprising. I did not expect that. But 2003's Two, their second album, the sophomore album, if you will. All-Girl Summer Fun Band from Portland, featuring Jen Sabrika from the Softies and... Kim Baxter from the Kathy Foster from the Thermals, bit of a supergroup. Fun song, and before that we heard the Langley School Music Project with their song, a cover of the Beach Boys' I'm Into Something Good. Both great songs. We're going to hear from Sarah Cordingley very soon. She's normally the CITR music manager, but this week she is volunteering at the Girls Rock Camp summer camp. So we're going to get a field report from her, and then we're going to just talk about the big showcase tomorrow or Saturday night at the Rio Theater. So I'll let her tell you all about that. But that was kind of setting up, those two songs were setting up that interview happening in a little bit. She'll be calling in a few minutes. In the interim, we're going to listen to a couple of other songs with swear words in the title. First of all, Coach Longlegs from St. John's with the song Give a Shit. They're going to be playing at Sappy Fest later this summer in August. So if you're going to be in, where is it now? Dang, where Sackville, New Brunswick. Definitely check out Coach Longlegs. And after that, an oldie but a goodie, Kicking Giant with their song Fuck the Rules from the Secret Teenage Summer cassette. All right, here is Coach Longlegs to start us off.
Music seems crazy, bands start to love each and every day. Yeah, I saw another one, especially new band, oh, so far away. Brooklyn, New York, SF, Oakland, Austin, and LA. I just wanna see my friend band play, wanna see my friend band play.
We don't give a shit, we don't give a shit, we don't give a shit. We don't give a shit, we don't give a shit, we don't give a shit.
Lived a butthead's life. Died a butthead.
At Dunkin' Donuts, each.
Pain in your... Check out Canada's rising talent, John Davis, at a CD release at the Railway Club this Thursday, July 11th, from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Critics have called it stunningly executed, an album that needs to be heard. John Davis.
How do you learn to overcome?
For more info and tour details, visit johndavismusic.ca. That's John, J-O-N, davismusic.ca.
One, two, three, four!
Girl
Lighthouse Rock Camp Vancouver is a week-long summer camp for 8 to 18-year-old girls to start a band and learn an instrument. Our mission is to build self-esteem in female youth through music creation and performance. You are invited to our 5th anniversary final showcase where you can see 9 brand new bands perform the original songs they wrote at camp this year. It's Saturday, July 13th at 6:30 p.m. at the Rio. Tickets are $10 at Zulu, Red Cat, and Audiopile.
Summer and winter, winter and springtime, you had the bud saying everything will be fine.
I spent the summer wasting, the time was passed so easily. But if the summer's wasted, how come that I could feel so free? I spent the summer wasting, beyond compare. A photograph of myself is all I have to show for 7 years of river walkways, 7 weeks of staying up all night. I spent the summer wasting, the time was passing so pleasantly. Say cheerio. weeks of reading papers, 7 weeks of feeling guilty, 7 weeks of staying up all night.
All right, that was Belle and Sebastian from The Boy with the Arab Strap. The song, A Summer Wasting. I hope you're not wasting. Well, I hope you are wasting your summer as pleasantly as that song alludes to. I hope you're not taking a course and trying to write essays when it's beautiful out and there's way better things to do. Lots of time at the beach. That's what I hope you're getting. Yeah. Before that, we heard Kicking Giant from Olympia, Washington, from their Secret Teenage Summer cassette. That was the song Fuck the Rules, probably from like 1999 or 2000. I'm not exactly sure, but way back. And before that, we heard Coach Legs with their song Give a Shit. So we're just waiting on Sarah Cordingly and the Girls Rock Summer Camp people to give us a shout. It's a girls rock camp. That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah, they are busy. They have a week to get these bands into shape. There's a lot of learning and a lot of fun to be had, so it's understandable. We'll talk to her when she gets a chance to call in. In the meantime, we're going to listen to some Sean Mrazek Lives. Sean Mrazek has played in a bunch of bands around town, bit of a legend, played with the Evaporators, the Doers, lots of other bands. He did drums on a Sean Puff Daddy remix. He is a man of mystery. Anyways, he just released a solo record. It's called Thought He Was Dead, and he's going to be playing this coming Monday at the Biltmore Cabaret with the band Roll Mock, which is a great bill. So we're going to give a listen to some Sean Mrazek and from his great new record. And live band features Adrian from Apollo Ghosts and Rose Melberg from all sorts of bands. And so definitely worth your time to head on down to the Biltmore on Monday night. The next night at the Railway Club, an equally great show. It's going to be Jay Arner doing his tour kickoff. He's about to take a road trip across the country and back, playing music along the way. And then Movie Land and Cult Babies are playing that show. So don't go too wild this weekend at the Girls Rock Camp preview show at Catalano, all those things. Don't go too hard, because Monday and Tuesday you're going to want to be out and going to those shows. Okay, here's Sean Mrazek Lives with the song Man in the Glass.
I'm so nervous what to do with my hands. Won't you come over and understand? And everybody says that the key is within. Oh my God, I'm dying to fit in. Oh my God, come on, let's begin. Alright.
All right, that was Jay Arner with his song The Wildest One from his brand new self-titled LP released on Mint Records on beautiful white vinyl, Jay Arner. He is going to start a tour with his band next Tuesday. So they're playing at the Railway Club as a kickoff. Then they're going to Chilliwack with Cult Babies and Movie Land in tow. They're traveling with Cult Babies all the way to Winnipeg, and then they keep going into the wild green yonder, all the way to New York and back. Pretty great. So if you are listening and you are not in Vancouver, check out, I'm sure on some website somewhere there are tour dates that will tell you if Jay Arner is coming to your neck of the woods. Before that, we heard Movie Land. From there, Cassette Blows Up. That was the song Sea Legs. Yet they will also be on that bill on Tuesday at the Railway, and they are going to be traveling out to Chilliwack. Champion Jacks? I'm not sure where the show is in Chilliwack, but I hear Chilliwack is a really fun place to see a show. So I hear. I've never done it. Maybe gotta step that up. And then at the top, Sean Mrazek Lives. Again, Biltmore this Monday with Roll Mock. Fun times. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. Coming up any minute, probably an interview with Sarah from Girls Rock Camp, but we will just hang tight and see. We'll just keep doing our thing, and if that call comes in, then I will take it happily. In the meantime, let's listen to some Dirty Beaches. Mr. Dirty Beach has released kind of a double album. It's called Drifters Heartbreakers, I think. We're going to play something from the Drifters side. This is the song Night Walk. Yeah, it's a good vibe for night walking. I think, if you put some, put a reflective vest on so that cars will see you if you have to cross the street, and then put in your iPod or whatever thing and listen to this song, I think you'll have a wild night. Here we go. Here's Night Walk by Dirty Beaches. If you listen to it, just don't get hit by a car. That's all I say. Thank you.
CITR is proud to support the Catalano Music and Art Festival, Vancouver's biggest free outdoor music event. Catalano takes place on West 4th Avenue between Burrard and McDonald on Saturday, July 13th. CITR will be hosting a stage on Maple Street with bands Blind Horses, Chelsea Lang, Village, Coban, War Baby, The Gay 90s, and No Sinner. Be sure to come by and check out all the festival has to offer. For more information, go to catalano.com.
That was San Francisco's Sunny in the Sunsets from their new album Antenna to the Afterworld. That was the song Palm Reader. I'm seeing a strong health line on my hand. The baseball line is very deep right now. I've been watching a lot of baseball, playing a lot of softball. And the patience line is getting shorter and shorter. Huh. Sunny in the Sunsets. Very nice. Before that, we heard Calgary's Gretchen from their self-titled album. That was the song Mason Jars. Before that, Dirty Beaches from Drifters, the song Night Walk, a funky little number. Good job there, Adam. Okay, we're still waiting for Sarah from Girls Rock Camp to call. Text messages have been sent. Oh, well, if it happens, it happens. It would be lovely, but it might not happen. That's okay. We'll just continue playing music. Classics from California have a new album out. It's called Hanging Gardens. It is also full of funky numbers. Let's give a listen to Rhythm Santa Clara. Here we go. Here is Classics. right. That was a Danish band called Quadron. Good job. Quadron. From their album Avalanche, that was the song It's Gonna Get You. And that got me, that song. It got into my bones. It got me bouncing up and down in the seat a little bit. Fun times. Before that, we heard classics from California, the song Hanging Garden, or the band, or the album Hanging Gardens, the song Rhythm Santa Clara. Fun, bouncy summer music. I don't know why. Okay. Let's keep moving on. The Ketamines, from Lethbridge, sort of, but now mostly from Toronto. A new album out. It's called You Can't Serve Two Masters. When Jay Arner was on the show a couple weeks back, he requested the title track. It is a great number, and we're going to listen to the song Lawn Care. Yeah, let's give that a listen. I don't think this phone call with Sarah is going to work out, but, you know, we tried. That's good. Make sure to go to Girls Rock Camp Showcase tomorrow, Saturday night at the Rio. Uh-huh. Here is Ketamines. Sorry, Ketamines. We're going to cut you off because we've got a special caller on the air. Hello, Sarah. Are you there?
Hello, I'm here.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going very well.
Good, good. Thanks so much for calling in.
No problem. Sorry, I'm late.
It's okay. So you are doing something very special this week. Why don't you tell the listeners all about it?
We are. This week is Girls Rock Camp Vancouver. So we started on Monday, and we've got 8 to 17-year-olds. Probably 16 is our oldest this year,
cool.
Who came on Monday and met each other and formed a band, and they're writing a song, and they're having instrument lessons and band practice every day, and on Saturday night, they're going to play their first show.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And so this is the fifth year that you guys have done this.
That's right, yeah.
So how big of an operation is it? How, like, there's all sorts of people from around town that help out with it?
That's right. We've got probably about 35 to 40 volunteers.
Holy cow.
Who, tons of them are local musicians and bands you probably see play around town all the time. But there's also lots of jobs for non-musicians that are super important. Probably about 35 volunteers, about 6 of us that organize it, that work right. year-round. And we've got 38 campers this year, I believe.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And
the biggest year yet, we're going to have 9 bands.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that they're all going to play Saturday night at the Rio.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's the doors are at 6:30, and the show starts at 7. So
and
an early show is done by 9.
Okay. And what has the finale been like? Have any highlights from past showcases in particular?
Oh, yeah. It's just pretty much, I've heard multiple people say it's the best show of the year. It's
right.
Totally unpredictable and just like the wildest, most amazing songs coming from the minds of uninhibited, you know, 8-year-olds that are writing songs about, you know, the Muppets taking an adventure to Narnia and vampires and all sorts of crazy stuff. A lot of cupcake references and other kind of sweet treats, ice cream, very right. popular.
Awesome. Any kind of genre that the campers seem to be heading towards for this year?
We're all over the place this year. There's a bit of pop, real sugary pop going on. There's some wildly psychedelic synthesizer action. it's all over the place. Kids tend to see way beyond genre and
right.
And don't really feel too limited by it.
Right,
so
right.
We've got a pretty good mix.
Right. And aside from buying a ticket and going and enjoying the show on Saturday night, in the future, what are some other ways that people can support Girls Rock Camp?
Well, we are always looking for donations, both of money, which is always the most important thing. We have a lot of expenses. We, you know, have to feed the campers lunch every day, which is a pretty huge undertaking.
Yeah.
We are inconsistent with our space arrangement. Our storage locker is a huge year-round expense.
Yeah.
So we always need money. We often need some gear. We do have to pay to store it year-round, so we tend to keep it compact. But if you've got something really nice that you don't use, we'd love to have it. We're particularly short on snare stands, kick pedals, that kind of important drum operation.
Yeah.
We're always looking for new volunteers, too. So if you're interested in getting involved, we have females in all the mentorship and kind of leadership roles, but males are welcome to help out in support roles, loading in, loading out, moving gear, food crew, that kind of thing.
Great. And, there was a weird blinking in here, but I don't think there's a fire alarm. Just closing out, like it's a lot of work. What makes it so why do you devote your time to Girls Rock Camp?
Well, it's pretty much the most rewarding thing ever, just to see these kids get to come together and make as much noise as they want, and have kind of a crew of really talented women who are there ready to help them out with anything they're interested in, whether it's, you know, synthesizers and samplers or getting their drums in good shape. We try to make everything we can available to them, and it's really exciting for them. It's really a great way for them to feel like they have a voice and feel like they can express themselves, which sometimes in this world, young girls don't always feel that way. We just want to give them an opportunity to sort of let that out and to feel really strong and really loud in a way that they don't always get to.
Yeah. Awesome. All right. Thanks so much, Sarah. Good luck over the next couple of days, and have a great show on Saturday night.
Thanks for having me, Duncan.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
So that's going to do it for this episode of Duncan's Donuts. Thanks so much for listening. Coming up next, Hannah with Chips and Dip, sophomore show. I'm sure she's going to knock it out of the park. And if you like what you heard, you can check out the playlist at duncansdonuts.wordpress.com. I just registered duncansdonuts.com, so look out for that soon. Boom. And Saturday, Catalano Festival, we're going to be broadcasting live from there, so check it out. All right, closing out with the Courtneys from their newish album, self-titled album. This is the song Social Anxiety. Thanks for listening. See you next week.